Welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show, and now it's time to go to the Fool Phones. Diana Yoakum, our resident personal finance expert, here to join me. As always, Diana, welcome.
Thank you, David.
The phone number, 866-NPR-FOOL. Let's go to Los Angeles. Robert's on the line. Robert, welcome.
Thank you.
What's on your mind this weekend?
Well, I have a good amount of money invested in the Vanguard 500 Index Fund.
Okay.
And I'm looking to diversify that money out because I haven't been very pleased with the returns I've had since I've had the fund.
Okay. Now, how long have you been invested in the fund?
About 5 years.
Okay. And in fact, the last 5 years, we are down. I believe we're down below where we were 5 years ago this weekend. So I understand why you might feel that way.
Yeah.
The Vanguard S&P 500 Index Fund simply replicates the stock market's performance for the most part by investing in the 500 largest companies that make up the stock market. And as you know, Robert, but as not all of our listeners do, your money, whatever you invest in that fund, is simply divided up into 500 little pieces and invested in those companies. Now, of course, when those companies are down and the market overall is down, you're not going to feel too happy about it.
Right. I've been kind of disappointed.
At the same time, though, you have to ask yourself, what would you have been invested in otherwise that would have done better? And the sad reality is that most mutual funds over the last 5 years will have performed significantly worse than that particular fund. But let's talk about what you might want to do with this money if you were to sell, which we're certainly open to on the show, although we do like the Vanguard S&P 500 Index Fund for the long term.
Okay. I've done a little bit of studying up on it, and using the Kiplinger's website, they recommend some model portfolios. And for long-term investment, they had a recommended breakdown of how you might invest a certain amount of money. The way they recommended a large cap growth fund for 25% of your money, a large cap blend for next 20%, an international fund for the next 25%, a small cap blend for the following 20%, and an all-cap value for the final 10%. I didn't know whether that was something that you thought was good or...
Okay, so what they're doing is they're suggesting an asset allocation for you, a trumped-up phrase, asset allocation, really just meaning where you should put your money. And the idea is, of course, that you should have it somewhat diversified. So what you're describing there are percentages of allocation that that sounds like the Kiplinger tool is suggesting to you.
That's right, yeah.
Of course,
Robert, was it based on an age or a... You know, how many years to retirement? How did they divide that up?
I think that this particular portfolio was recommended for those with a long-term time frame for needing the money.
Okay.
I think like a retirement investment portfolio.
Gotcha.
So yeah. The natural question would follow, even if you subscribe to that tool and its suggested percentages, would be what funds exactly do you buy to fulfill each of those destinations for the money? For example, when you say small cap growth. Do you have an idea of what fund you might select as your small cap growth fund?
They recommended five particular funds, and then I did a little bit of investigating through Morningstar and what have you, and came up with five of my own, whose names I don't know, but whose symbols I have, if that makes
okay.
any sense.
Well, you know, and we don't need to talk in terms of names and symbols for the show today, because that would probably be going deeper than we have time for. But what I would like
to... But we do have to talk to you about your use of websites. I don't see the Motley Fool in any of this.
Yeah, come on, Robert.
I apologize for that. Well, I'll change my ways.
At least he's calling us.
Yeah.
No, let me say that in general, we have talked about on this show over the years, making sure that you're diversified. And like so many things, there's a make sure you're not too much of whatever we're saying. So a danger can be if you have lots of different mutual funds and you're paying, you know, different managers, different amounts of fees on each one. And gosh, if you just kept it all in the Vanguard Index Fund over the years, you kept a simpler answer. You didn't have to feel like you were trading in and out to maintain percentages or anything. And darn it, you did better in many cases because the Vanguard funds are focused for the most part on keeping your tax burden low on an annual basis and very, very low fees. And that's why it tends to outperform, you know, most other mutual funds out there.
And we're talking about index mutual funds, not necessarily just Vanguard, but index funds.
That's true.
In general.
Low cost.
Right.
Low cost. Index funds.
But
so,
another thing that you have to look at when you're deciding whether or not you're going to, instead of investing in one or, you know, two index funds, but to invest in five or six mutual funds with all of your money is the redundancy of investments. Because even though certain funds are labeled certain things, meaning they hold small cap or American or certain utility sector, there can be a lot of different funds that hold the same companies in them. So, again, the diversification question here, you have to make sure that you're not overly spread out and, in essence, then exposing yourself too much to a certain kind of investment.
Here's where I think I end up on this. Let me, first of all, pat Robert on the back for thinking about this and doing some research. And I truly think that the idea of asset allocation and having a little bit, you know, here and a little bit there in different genres kind of investment opportunities is a good thing. I think it comes down to, Robert, which funds you were actually to select. And for those, I would suggest that you look for very low-cost funds.
Okay.
And if you feel like you found a basket, a group of six funds, each of which is a different flavor in this sextuple-decker ice cream cone of yours, then I would say go for it. I will say that I like the Vanguard S&P 500 index fund for the long term, and I would probably make that my large cap growth fund at the very least.
Great. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. And that wraps up the Fool Phones for this week. The Fool Phone line's always open for your financial questions and comments. Our phone number, 866-NPR-FOOL. Thank you, Diana.
Thanks, David.